My life before Christ. I was born in Houston, Texas. I am so grateful that God allowed me to be raised in a Christian home. When I was 6 or 7, I really thought God would just let me into heaven, but I was naive. As a child, I was strong-willed and disobedient. I can remember lashing out at my siblings, and I had no self-control. I would say what I thought and be unkind to my siblings without much remorse. Eventually, though, God gave me eyes to see my sin, and then I was really stressed out. When I was around 9 or 10 years old, I began to see my sin as terribly sinful, and I became anxious about it. Trying to fix myself made things worse. He sent his Spirit to draw me to himself and convict me of sin, of my need for righteousness, and of the judgment that was coming. John 16:8. I especially was convicted about my dishonesty, and I wanted to tell the truth. I was afraid of God because I was a sinner. I was certainly afraid of dying, and I was very afraid of hell. I was afraid of Jesus' second coming because I had no assurance that I was trusting in Christ. God was showing me my sin at that point. So I began trying to fix this discomfort in my heart and life in my own strength through many self-dependent ways. For example, I would constantly apologize and confess my sins to others in a very meticulous way. I would get worked up about my sin and become very ritualistic about getting rid of it. I would sometimes realize I was having a bad attitude and I could fix myself on the outside, but I couldn't change my heart. I did what I could in my own power to come to God. Nothing was working. I prayed more. I would ask God to help me to be a better person and to help me not be selfish, but I was not trusting in Christ and relying on God. I was seeing my sin and confessing my sin, but I had no assurance because I didn't have God living inside me. The Holy Spirit used this conviction to soften my heart with a realization of my own helplessness over a period of many years. How I came to know Christ. I remember the thought that I had when God converted me. I had become more and more fearful, and I got seriously depressed because I realized I couldn't fix myself. When I was depressed, I was like Jonah in the belly of the fish, and God was removing everything from me. He was showing me how helpless I was. I hadn't been willing to give God control of my life. I wasn't sleeping well. I was barely eating. I could not stop being fearful. I felt like I did not want to give up controlling things myself. I had to give up control of my life to Jesus. I remember being in the bathroom and crying and just saying, "God, you are coming after me." And I didn't want him to because I was afraid of him. I felt like he was forsaking me, but it was not that at all. And he was coming after me, willing to do whatever it would take to save me. I had become so depressed that I realized I could not do anything on my own. It finally occurred to me that I cannot change myself. I surrendered control of my life to Jesus. I said, "God, I haven't been doing the right thing until now. I need you to change me." And that's the moment that God changed me. He converted my soul. The Holy Spirit now lives inside me. The moment that I gave Jesus total control, that's when God converted me, and it was like he spit me out of the belly of the whale where it was dark and scary, and suddenly I was completely clean. I was a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. I did not see that it was just his mercy. I was trying to do everything on my own. I finally understood it is God's unmerited favor to me. I have a completely new view because of what Jesus did for me. The Lord gave me salvation. He opened my eyes and did everything for me. I have eternal life and I want to serve him with everything I have. Because he's done it all for me, I now have peace and freedom and rest. I would like to read part of Romans 8 because I feel like it shares it summarizes the gospel, like my conviction, like for me personally. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." My life since I came to know Christ. Since I came to know Christ, even though I still struggle, I no longer feel completely helpless. God's Spirit lives in me, so I can always reach out to God and ask for help. He's always there with me. He will never leave me or forsake me. Hebrews 13:5. Before, anxiety and hopelessness used to paralyze me, but now God rescues me. He knows what's best for me. When I worry about my sin, I confess my sin, and He changes my heart. I feel the peace of God. My worries are like an onion. If Jesus is at the center, then Jesus will carry those worries. I can give all my cares to Him because He cares for me. 1 Peter 5:7. But if Jesus is not at the center, I become overwhelmed. Because I'm God's child, I can always put Jesus at the center and experience His perfect peace. So sometimes when I feel myself being anxious or worried, I think of life's troubles, everything that goes on in my life, like the rings of an onion, and Jesus is at the center. And sometimes I can feel Jesus shifting out of the center, and I have to pray and say, God, I want You to be at the very center of my life, and I want You to change my heart, because I feel my helplessness, and I can't do this on my own. Now that I know Christ, reading the Bible is different. It's not just that I have to read the Bible, but now that I know Christ, reading the Bible feels like spiritual food. As a believer, fellowshipping with the believers is so important to me now. I pray to God that I would be less self-centered. I want to be thinking about other people. God is changing me to be a servant and serving others. I now want my friends to be those who love Jesus. I want to serve and glorify the Lord however He wants. Jesus Christ is my Savior and the center of my life. He lived and died and rose again in my place. Now I live in His power and not my own. He has transformed me. It still amazes me that out of all the people God could call to salvation, He chose me, because I am completely unworthy. I would like to close with a couple of verses that are special to me. The first one is 1 Timothy 1:7. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. And this verse really helps me during anxiety, because I just remember that fearful thoughts are not from God, and that I can set those thoughts aside because they're not of the Lord. The other one is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.